Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Dungeons and Randomness is putting on Theriathon 2024 this Saturday starting at noon EST on twitch.tv/DANDR. What's Theriathon, you might be asking yourself? That is a fantastic question. It's 12 straight hours of D&D featuring three of our groups back to back to back. Every year has a different theme, and this year we've got something super special for you. Everyone wants to be an adventurer, but most folks simply don't have the skill for it, or they don't want to risk their lives. But the floating magic city of Umenyiro has the answer. High above it all, a small sect of mages have created something called Dreamscape, a way to implant fantastic adventuring memories into your brain without all that pesky risk of death. It almost always works perfectly fine, but recently there have been some anomalies. That's where you lovely people come in. You can help guide each group to safety in case of any, you know, glitches that may occur during their games. Hopefully, with your help, we'll get everyone back to safety and, you know, defeat any ancient evil that may be lurking in the magic that we use to implant memories into brains. See you all there Saturday at noon Eastern for 12 hours of Theriathon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Simon Spooky.
I don't think you're supposed to be. No. It's not a Michael Jackson mask. It's like a. Is it worse or better than the Momo? Is it the Momo?
Manamo? This is Michael Jackson, right?
I can't breathe
in this
thing.
Is it not supposed to be?
How did witches breathe in their costumes? Look how tightly I'm bound up.
Oh my God, it's so much worse on my hand.
God.
So you got to stay in your costume now, and I am free.
Well,
I mean, I guess I could sort of have this on as like a wig.
A creepy, disgusting, creepy wig. I mean,
it's horrible.
Look at the level of decoration the guys have gone through. They've not even got these teeth out of this plastic thing.
No, that's for you to wear.
Oh, is it?
You're a vampire witch.
Billy Bob Teeth Vampire, aka False Fangs for Halloween Vampire Dracula Teeth Accessory.
Yeah, and good really, SEO for that.
There's some thermal fitting beads. Oh, I think you melt them in hot water and then it glues these fangs into your mouth.
Oh, so it's probably not going to just glue. I mean, you can give them a go.
Yeah. Like have my spooky fang.
Ooh.
My spooky vampire teeth. How do I look?
They're
shiny?
Quite realistic.
Do I look sexy? Do I look like Robert Pattinson in Twilight?
Yeah. Do I look like Kirsten Stewart?
Oh, God, shall we kiss?
Maybe we'll save that for after the recording.
That'll be the special members
episode. Oh, what are we gonna start with? I feel like we should start with something quite light.
The fuck are these URLs?
So this is a scary story.
Scaryforkids.com/wetpants.
Wetpants. So you may kind
is
of
that a spoiler?
Get an idea for where the story goes. But you know, I kind of like that. I like that.
Right.
A few years ago, I was a camp counsellor.
Okay.
Ooh! Fucking hell.
Started already.
Every Halloween, we would take a group of kids. Get hair in my mouth.
I've got shit in my gin as well. Why did they put these cobwebs here?
What a disaster. Every Halloween, we'd take a group of kids on a trip to Lake Arrowhead. After we pitched our tents, we always built a campfire at the edge of the lake and sat around at night telling ghost stories.
Fine.
The kids were all boys and girls aged between 12 and 14. As the story started, I could never imagine the nightmare it would bring for one young boy in particular. Okay. One of the kids started telling a scary story about a deranged killer with a huge machete who went around stalking campers like the kids there.
Right.
As he told his gruesome story, everyone cuddled closer together. One by one, all the characters in his story fell victim to the machete-wielding maniac. As the tension mounted and the story came to a really scary part, the boy who was telling the story suddenly let out a loud yell.
Sure.
It shattered the silence and suddenly everyone was screaming. Ah! All the kids going wild. Then the kids realised they'd been fooled and everyone started laughing.
Okay.
However, one young boy suddenly jumped out of his seat and started running away into the darkness.
Uh-oh.
Since I was camp counsellor, I had to chase after him. I yelled out as he raced towards the lake. I thought he was going to stop at the water's edge, but he didn't. He plunged into the lake as I watched. All I could do was yell, "Stop!"
This is a good plan.
In the darkness, I hurried towards the spot where he'd plunged in. The other kids watched in shock as I dove in after him. I've lost the story.
The water was only 4 feet deep.
Only 4 feet deep, but it was freezing cold. I grabbed him by the collar and pulled him out of the water. He was drenched from head to toe. Someone brought a blanket and put it around him and we walked back to the campfire. Once he dried off, I took him aside to talk to him and see why he'd been so terrified by the story. He said he wasn't frightened by the story, but the storyteller's sudden yell caught him off guard. He'd accidentally peed his pants. He didn't want to be embarrassed in front of everyone, so thinking quickly, he ran off and jumped into the water to hide the wet patch on his trousers.
Why did you pick this story? Is this something that happened to you?
No.
I think this is quite a cool move by the guy. Well, quick thinking,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Gareth.
I guess you could do the same if you pooped your pants with a big muddy mud puddle.
Yeah, but everyone would be able to smell shit.
Not...
Unless you dove into shit.
Yeah, if you found a big pile of shit and just dove into it.
That doesn't seem like a great plan, does it?
Well, you know, it's good to have a contingency plan for these things.
Yeah.
You never know when you'll be caught off guard.
Caught short.
But I think this is a good one.
Maybe... It's not really a scary story. It's a story about a scary story.
No, but this...
Quite meta.
What? Why did you pick this as well?
Well, I thought it would be a good opener.
It's just about something a boy pissing himself.
It's about a boy pissing himself. I just thought it'd be funny. I thought it was a funny story.
I don't think it's funny or scary. It's weird and weird.
You're so bloody critical, aren't you? Look, would you rather I did an advert about a new McDonald's burger with a black bun because it's Halloween?
Right.
But that's the alternative here,
orange
Lewis.
Orange poppy seeds, right.
That's the alternative.
Seeds. No, well, I mean... I didn't realise it would be children's stories.
I got some real scary, okay, real scary stories. Okay, here we go.
That was the build-up, right?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Okay, hang on. This is a good one. This is a great... Shut up. Don't spoil it, okay? This is a great one to tell other people because it's like a performance, right? Just imagine we're huddled around a campfire. Hopefully everyone's watching this video at night wearing headphones.
If you're not, take a second and just draw the curtains.
Or wait till night. Take a second wait till night.
Wait till you're alone and in a slightly creepy mood.
Yeah.
You know? Something's maybe, you know, it's quiet.
What's that?
Oh.
I thought I just heard something. Oh, it's probably just one of the cats. Or maybe it's a demon. Who knows? You know? Was that the wind? Sorry, it's those noodles.
Probably was the wind.
It's always the wind. When it's me, it's mm-hmm. always the wind. Okay, right. Enough tomfuckery. Let's get on with story.
Why are you delaying? You're the one telling. You could have ignored. Just do it.
I'm just giving the listeners a chance to get into the mood. Okay? Now you're in the mood. Everyone's in the mood, right?
Sure.
Okay. There's a little boy and he met a lady in the street. She had big red lips and long white fingers.
Wow.
She asked him, "Do you know what I can do with these big red lips and these long white fingers?" And the boy goes, "Oh, oh." And he runs off and he goes around the corner and the lady's already there. Like she teleported. "Hello, little boy. Do you know what I can do with my long red lips and my thick fingers?" Wait, it's the other way around. And the boy goes, And he runs off. He runs into the woods.
Oh, no.
He's running for like half an hour.
This is bad.
And he stops. And then he hears like a twig crack behind him. He spins around. The woman's there with her big red lips and her long white fingers. "Hello, little boy. Do you know what I can do with my big red lips and my long white fingers?"
That is such a stupid... I love that. Okay, that's good.
Oh, yeah, this is another really dumb one as well. This is so stupid. So this is another sort of joke one.
Okay. Right? You can try these on local children.
Yeah.
If you know any children.
Just go out into the street, find a kid and tell them a story. "Do you want to hear a story?"
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, "There are these two children and they were home alone." And suddenly the phone rings.
"Hello?"
No, do the...
"Bring, bring." "Bring, bring." What year is this? "Bring, bring." Who has a phone?
And then you... "Hello? Can you read this? Can you read what the voice says?"
"I am the man with the bloody finger. In 1 hour, I will be at your place."
And then he hangs up. And then half an hour later...
"Bring, bring." "Bring, bring."
"Hello?
Bring, bring.
Hello?
I am the man with the bloody finger. In half an hour, I'll be at your place."
And then 20 minutes later, can you do the math in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 20 minutes later, the phone rings again.
"Bring, bring." "I am the man with the bloody finger. In 10 minutes, I will be at your place."
I'm getting and scared.
And then, 10 minutes later, there's a knock at the door. The kids open the door, which you shouldn't do, but they open the door anyway.
They crack open the door.
And there's a man stood there, and he holds out his bloody finger.
"I am the man with the bloody finger. Do you perhaps have a bandage I could borrow?" "Do you have a plaster that will do? Any, it's bleeding quite badly. I think it might have stopped actually, don't worry."
Yeah, it's been okay. An hour, so...
"Never mind, thank you."
Okay.
Funny.
Are we going to do this one? Lewis, do you know the shortest scary story of all time?
No, you're gonna...
Boom! Oh, that's it.
Fuck me.
That's it. You knew what it was. You knew what I was gonna do.
I didn't read that bit. I only read the first line.
Look how big it says. Boo! Exclamation mark.
No, I didn't read that.
Bolded.
"Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now."
Right, have you heard of the horror author H.P. Lovecraft?
Yes.
Okay, we're not talking about his cat.
Of the Cthulhu a cool thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he had a book of ideas, commonplace books. He would have these journals, notebooks filled with story ideas, right?
Right. Anytime he thought of a creepy idea, he'd write it down in his notebook.
He'd jot it down. So he'd be like, oh, archaeologists discover a ham.
Okay.
Right. Why is there a baked ham here at this dig site?
Right. And then when he's looking back through the book, he's like,
I think I was just hungry. I think I just wanted a ham sandwich.
But sometimes you have these ideas in the middle of the night or whatever, and you can't. I've got to write this idea down. You write it down, and you wake up the next morning. You're like, this is a terrible idea.
So these are like a series of prompts, not by H.P. Lovecraft, but in a similar style. It's very short ideas that you could maybe make a story out of.
Oh, I see. Elaborate out.
So I thought we could look at some of these sort of randomly and see if we could like come up with an idea for something.
Okay, sure.
A woman wakes up with no eyes.
Jesus.
Why is it so dark? Is it still nighttime?
No, but maybe her eyes are somewhere else.
Maybe she can see, even though she hasn't got eyes.
No, she can.
It's only when she goes to do her makeup. She goes to put her mascara on. She's like, that's weird. Where are my eyes?
That is creepy.
What's going on? What's this all about?
But
it's really annoying.
Okay.
I'm going out on a date later.
Oh my God, and she goes out on a date with a guy.
And he's got no eyes.
He's got no eyes either. And everyone's got no eyes. But they're all just acting like it's normal.
Yeah.
So no one's
she's thinking, is there something wrong with me? Like, I'm just seeing things, hallucinating.
Everyone has no eyes. But then she's in the restaurant and she sees someone coming who does have eyes.
She orders a plate of meatballs and it's all just eyes.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, that is it.
That's so bad.
That's so good.
That's so bad.
Human eyes.
Oh my God.
And everyone's eating their own eyes.
Oh.
Mwah.
Okay, that is
good. Man, we're naturals at this.
Sure, okay.
Where you are.
A spelunker stumbles upon a series of caverns infested with rattlesnakes. That just sounds like a thing that might happen.
Yeah.
Not really like a
I don't think the word spelunker is particularly horror story, really. I suppose caving, though, is, and caverns are pretty
awesome. Yeah. The descent?
I think the word spelunker is just so fun and, like, it's kind of a fun word.
Sounds a bit like spunker.
It does, doesn't it? That's not good. He's not the man she thought he was. In fact, he's not a man at all.
He's a dog.
Right. And who? So he what? He
they got married.
Right.
They've been dating for like 2 years.
So she wakes up one morning and
after the wedding, they've shared their first night together.
And he's gone to work. Okay.
Right. And she checks his phone.
No.
And it's all pictures of bones.
Yeah. So that's a bit weird.
And then there's like a picture of a pile of leaves.
Yeah.
Picture of fox shit.
And she goes into the walk-in wardrobe. And it's all of normal, it's normal human clothes.
Yeah.
But she notices like there's like a crack in the back of the wardrobe. Right.
She notices that he has two pairs of every shoe that are identical to each other for some reason.
I see.
It's like he has 4 feet or something.
Right. Fuck now.
But they're just normal human shoes. They're quite large. They wouldn't fit a dog.
She's looking through the kitchen and they've got all this wedding delivery. And she notices that the plates he ordered were dog bowls instead with their names on. I don't know. So anyway, she opens the back of the wardrobe for some reason and there's like human costumes in there, like zippable up human skins.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That's weird. And obviously the dog could get in them.
That's actually horror. Yeah, yeah. That's horror. Oh my God. I was just thinking she looks in the wardrobe and it's like the tie rack bit and it's all dog collars with tags on.
Yeah.
It says Fido. Oh my God. Fido?
He's got like a, it's like instead of different passports, he's got like different dog collars with different tags on, different like identities.
A woman out hiking is caught in a bear trap as the sun begins to go down.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
See, that's quite a good, that's a good concept, isn't it? When it's like, you know, vampires or something, but you're trapped and you're in pain and you can't get out. And night's falling, and now suddenly you have this other shit to deal with.
Bears are coming as well. Bears are, like, circling you.
Werebears.
Werebears.
Werebears. The park ranger's like, oh, they're in Canada. Oh, I'll help you out here. Just, it'll just give me a minute. Oh, no, the sun's going down. He says, it's a Geordie.
Good lord. He's a,
wait, hey, man.
He came when he was younger. He has a little bit of the tinge of the Geordie in him. It's good, though. He's not interesting character.
Oh, no!
This is the kind of depth you miss out on if you're just, you know, this is when it comes from the heart, you know.
It's... And the park ranger turns into a bear.
Oh, but then...
She also turns into a bear.
Exactly.
And then they fall in love.
Yes.
Oh.
And they have little werebabies.
Oh, that would be such
were
a good...
Werebear babies.
That would be such a good twist, though, if you think, like, vampires are going to attack her or something. Like, you see, like, bats... And stuff fly by, and you know, there's like eyes that you can see in the darkness and stuff. So you think that like monsters are going to come for her, but she like turns into a werewolf or whatever.
Yeah, well, she could.
That's the twist.
Obviously, she could get caught in this bear trap, and then they could rescue her as the woman form, not realizing that she was actually a bear when she
a
got
were-bear.
Caught. Yeah, oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? And she'd be in the hospital, like recovering.
Hospital, yeah.
And she'd have to like disguise the fact that she's actually going to turn into a bear at night.
No, she's already turned into a bear.
She's like savage. All the nurses.
Hello! I'm Emelandria.
I like that she's
very
just
hairy woman.
A very friendly bear. Oh, and thank you for the dinner.
Like Brave.
Oh,
the mum turns into a bear.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already been done.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
We stole it from someone else. A mother's baby will not leave its womb and continues to grow and grow and grow while doctors work to remove it but can't.
That's horrible. Jeez, that is horrible.
That's a prompt. That's not just a prompt. That's a whole...
I really wish you hadn't read that out.
That's
so awful.
Yeah.
That's so awful. Let's
read this one. Tourists in Ireland retreat to an old castle when the country is taken over by greedy leprechauns. Stereotype much. 101 terrifying horror story prompts.
So they're like American tourists in Ireland.
Right. Have they been like...
Stick to the road, lads. Don't go on the moor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like American Werewolf in London. And then one of them gets bitten by a leprechaun.
Right.
Actually, I don't think it was... David wasn't even bitten, was he? I think he was just slashed. And then that was enough to transfer lycanthropy to him.
So what, you get put into a little green suit? You get turned into a little...
Slowly over time.
Right, you get smaller and more wee.
He's like, what? He's like standing in front of a mirror. He's like, am I growing shorter? What's happening?
Is there a hat appearing on my head, coming out of my head? You know, like...
Why am I wearing a waistcoat all of a sudden? What's happening?
And then his voice starts getting all high and shrill.
What was that? Oh, my God. Something's happening. I'm scared. Where's me gold? Me lucky charms. Oh.
Then it's like there's a rainbow appears. And obviously, you know, he starts...
Running towards it?
Yeah, trying to secure...
his gold. Which is at the end of the rainbow, right?
Yeah, and what's there? Just at all the other...
Bear trap. But because he's so small, he just gets cut in half.
Oh, fuck! What a way to go.
But then each half grows into a fully formed leprechaun. So there's now two of them.
Yikes.
And they fall in love and get married.
Fucking wow! This is...
And then one of them gets pregnant and the baby just keeps growing and growing.
Oh my God.
Oh my god.
Your brain, the spiraling of that story, good lord, rapid fire madness.
Friends on a road trip stumble upon a backcountry town whose residents all dress up as different types of clowns.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, like, is there some kind of festival or something going on? No?
No.
Oh, not till a couple of months' time or something. We've got the Harvest Festival on.
We're a very happy town. In Ireland, apparently. They love... Maybe they start off, like, fairly, like, low-key clowns, right? Not too, like... You know,
right.
Not too like full clown. Maybe the first place they stop is like a gas station. It's themed.
Yeah.
It's like clown themed. They're all quite nice and like.
And they go to the drink aisle and it's all Faygo.
Oh my god! Yeah.
And it's there's a juggalette behind the counter.
Yeah.
Like Harley, what do you want?
Harley Quinn style, kind of like you know, quite normal, friendly kind of clown. But then as they progress further, they realise they're stuck. You know. And
their car breaks down.
the doors fall off.
Custard comes out of it.
This is a bit weird.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Quick, everyone, out of the car, it's going to explode. And just like hundreds of people come out of the car.
Yeah. And I guess they walk towards the center of town and there's like circus tents there. And like, you know, it's kind of. Strange, more and more, you know, weird theme. It's like, you know, like an infinite circus, you know.
I was thinking, like, maybe more Wicker Man. There's a giant wicker clown.
Being burned in the centre of town.
But it's got, like, sort of, it looks like it's got a cage in the sort of middle of it.
Oh, wow.
That's strange. Kind of looks like a cage in the middle.
And then...
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, God, Jesus Christ! My Lord is my shepherd. Is that what he does in Wicker Man?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
A woman suddenly begins to wake up in somebody else's body every morning, but each day ends with her being stalked and killed by the same murderer in black. It doesn't have to be the same murderer.
It feels like something similar to that has been done before.
I like the idea of that, like the Groundhog Day style. You wake up every morning.
That's
like,
Happy Death Day.
That's
already a film.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Already a film. But yeah, she wakes up every day
in the same
and
body.
She gets murdered
by a
every day
person.
Over and over again
in a different way.
So she has to try and escape this
I see. So she dodges like the one time he was going to get her, and then he gets her another way. And she has to keep... Oh, that's a cool idea.
So that already exists.
I've got a lot of films to watch, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
No, but I like the different body. Like, it's almost like Quantum Leap, you know? It's like, oh, shit, you look in the mirror. And you're like a different person every day. And you're like, oh, my God, I have to pretend to be this person and deal with their life. And then someone's going to kill me.
A little girl comes down from upstairs and asks her parents, can you hear it breathing? I can.
It's definitely creepy if you didn't have any children. You know, where's she come from?
This girl. Can you hear it breathing?
Can you hear it breathing?
I can. What's breathing, honey? The thing under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look under the bed. And it's their mum. She's like, there's someone downstairs with my face. And the mum is sat on the sofa just like...
Okay. God. Wow. Your brain. I don't even know where to go. That's so weird.
Are you scared now? You look scared.
I need a possible... body of water somewhere where I can.
Oh right.
Sploosh myself.
Well, you are wearing sort of black, so that will kind of hide the
stain.
Yeah, it looks like you need like a corset. It's almost like it's already got one built into it.
What
right?
size is this? Is this a witch's costume? This is so tight across the chest, Alex. Who is this bought
Doesn't
for?
He look good, though? Doesn't he look good, everyone? Doesn't he look handsome boy?
Mr. In his
little witch dress. No, you're Neo.
I don't know anything he says. What is he?
Whoa. You've already been through
you're
this.
You're doing generic Keanu
noises.
You've already
been through this.
A man dies, wakes up in the body of a serial killer. And no matter how hard he tries to stop killing, he can't.
Oh well, it's God. Very Moorish, isn't it?
Well, killing?
Yes.
Do you think it's like accidental killing, though? Like he's, you know, he's...
Like Tucker and Dale versus Evil. There's just accidents happen and people just end up just dying.
Around them?
Yeah. He's like, okay, I'll put all the knives down. They're all down here, nice and safe, so I won't be stabbing anyone. And then someone like runs in, trips, and just falls on all the knives. And,
yeah.
Fuck! Oh no, I've done it again.
I think that could be it.
Yeah.
It's like Final Destination, you know, like these really weird deaths that occur around you just because your time is up. I like that. I like weird, stupid, accidental deaths that happen. Because honestly, and it's that stuff does happen. Like people are like killed by falling plant pots and dumb stuff all the time, aren't they? You know, all over the place.
I read the other day someone they got this tiny little drill thing, like a pen, and it bore a hole straight through their heart and they bled out.
Is it that deep?
Yeah.
I bought a little pen drill today and Simon's been mocking me about it like I've bought something stupid.
It's just tiny little.
It's good. It's for your little toys.
For your little. Toy soldiers.
I just thought Warhammers. It's fun. Look, I don't think it's deep enough. I don't think you could kill yourself with it.
It's like Dune. The plugs, the heart plugs that Baron Harkonnen installs in people to ensure their loyalty.
Right.
Just one pull on it and that's it. All the blood comes straight out of their heart. They die.
Good thinking.
Maybe we shouldn't do that in the office.
We shouldn't get those installed.
No,
I'll roll that back then.
Yeah. A woman jogging stumbles upon a dead, bloody body. She then hears a strange clicking sound and looks up to see a dark figure running towards her. The clicking sound is what makes that interesting.
Could be like camera. Someone's taking pictures of her. It's a reporter.
Right.
She's framed for the crime.
Because she's just holding like a bloody knife. Like...
Yeah.
She has to go on the run.
Well, she's a runner, so...
Oh, she'd be very good at it then.
Natural. That's what it's called. It's called runner. It's like Forrest Gump, but she's a murderer.
No, she's not a murderer. She
it was
framed.
An accident. Oh, I see.
It wasn't an accident.
She found a body.
Someone else killed the body.
With a knife, and she pulled the knife out.
Yeah.
And then they got a picture of her holding the knife.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Pull the knife out.
Maybe the guy's still alive. Ah!
Pull the knife out! I'm
it really
dying!
It hurts! Get the knife out of me! Ow, it hurts! Ah! There you go. Is that better? Click, click. Oh, no!
Yeah.
Caught red-handed, and the red is blood.
An Uber driver picks up the wrong person and may not live to tell the tale. I do like the more modern ones, right? Like, here's the thing. Here's the thing about...
With an app.
This is the secret, okay, to...
modern horror.
Success.
Okay.
In anything. You take an old idea...
Right.
And you set it with some stupid new spin on it, right? That's like modern stuff. Like Uber and, you know, like food, like delivery, food delivery.
Okay.
You know, someone delivers food. Every time I order...
To the wrong address.
And it's like a bloody heart, right? You see what I mean? I got next door's delivery and they've been ordering like body parts. Like cooked body parts. From like
a very exclusive restaurant.
Yeah, from like a specific restaurant where you have to order weird stuff. You know, you go there and it'd be like really overpriced cookies. You know? I'm not paying £29 for a cookie.
But they're not really cookies.
That's not a cookie. It's
Oh my God.
Like
so
a,
do you
a
think
human
those places are
part.
Actually out there? And we don't Nobody orders from them because they're so expensive.
Yeah, that's how you hide in plain sight, though, right? These, like, they're like called, what are they called? They've got a name.
Isn't this what QAnon believes?
Probably.
Now I think about it, isn't this literally what QAnon believes?
They're very modern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? You downloaded a new app. You're like, it's a video. It's like a video game app, application, a computer program.
If you like. I feel like we're trying to be modern.
I want to play. Oh, it's a game.
It's called.
And it's called Survive or Die.
Yeah.
Now being the name of the movie, Survive or Die. .exe.
I feel like this movie's already been made, but Gary.
There's 100 of these movies out there. And you play it. And then there's a message, and it's like, you've lost a life, 4 lives remaining. And then you go home, your wife's dead. Laying in a pool of her own sick. Oh no, what a tragic accident. You don't play the game for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you got to do the funeral arrangements.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're very busy.
Yeah.
All the bills and stuff to sort out.
But one night, whatever. It's dark, you're bored.
Oh, just get my phone out. Oh, Survive or Die. Oh,
it's got a little
fun.
Notification pops up, and it's like, you haven't played in 2 weeks.
Log in now and receive 50 silver coins. Mm. And you're like, oh, 50 okay, silver sure. coins is good. There's a gacha element to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you start playing it, and then you lose another life. And then you get home, your dog's dead. It's like hanging up from the ceiling.
How dangling did that happen? There. What, by its collar? It must have
by
just...
By its lead.
It must have been running around upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it fell off the stairs and it got caught.
Easily explained, isn't it? Accidents happen. And then, of course, you've got to have the dog funeral. And
it takes a couple of weeks.
Arrangements. You know, you've got to cancel his standing orders and all that.
Well, because your wife had already died. Yeah. So, you know, that was your best friend.
Yeah. Then you
that
play,
hits you quite hard.
You play the app again because it gave you another notification. Log in now for a free spin. And you spin the thing, you get 25 silver coins. You're like, I could have won 1,000.
And you gain a life.
You gain a life, and suddenly you've got a new wife. And she's a lot younger, a lot hotter. She's got a big ass.
I was thinking you got some surprise news that your sister had given birth. Do you know what I mean? You didn't know she was pregnant.
No, you just have a new wife.
Okay.
Now. And everyone's like, oh, yeah. Doreen, that's Lewis's wife. It's like she'd already...
And she's living in your
forever.
House.
Everyone knows her.
Yeah, and she's like,
there's
I'm off to work,
darling. There's pictures of you and her everywhere.
And you're
like,
the fuck?
What the fuck is going on? That's good, isn't it?
That's good. I like that.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is good. It reminds me of Dawn in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, right.
When
yeah.
she just
appeared.
Suddenly existed.
Yeah, and everyone's like, Hollywood are like gagging for us to carry on that story about, what happens with the man... And now he's got his wife. Does he not go back? Is he happily ever after now? Gets a new dog?
Well, no, he plays the game again. And then, I don't think the wife can die.
He keeps getting more lives. He starts doing really well.
That'd be fantastic. He ends up with 20 lives. He's got a whole family.
He's got like all sorts
He's got 5 wives and 15 kids.
Yeah. And suddenly he's living in Utah and he's in like a polygamist's. Set up. He's got like great uncles calling around and great aunties bringing him pies. He's signed up to all these clubs. Got a full social circle.
What if he like rolls? You know, he does like the gacha thing. And it's like, oh, a new character unlocked. Oh, may as well. And then he clicks on it, and suddenly he's a different person, a different place. Doesn't have the family anymore.
He's a different person.
He's
oh, what?
He's a middle-aged woman living in Shrovesbury.
Called
Morvis.
Morvis. Morvis Perkins.
Morvis Perkins.
Mrs. Perkins?
Oh, you could call me Morvis. Oh, an app. Oh, what's this nonsense? Just deletes it.
Mm.
And now he's got no chance of ever going back to his old self.
But does he not have any recollection of who he was?
I guess not. He's a different person now. He's more of this.
He's not into the game. So stupid. He's at the village fate, you know?
With his jam that he made.
Yeah.
Damson.
Damson jam, you know? He's getting all the gossip off of his neighbour.
Morvis, I have to say... This is the vicar speaking. I have to say, this is the finest Damson jam... I've had in many a year.
Oh, thank you.
First prize. You've earned it, Morvish.
Thank you so much, Anthony. That means so much to me. I'm so happy. There's not much in my life being a single elderly lady living in Shrovesbury. But, you know, you've really perked an old lady up. Would you like to have tea one afternoon?
Oh, I don't mind if I do. And then they get married. Mm. And then she gets pregnant.
Oh. And then her husband installs the app.
Oh, my God.
The vicar installs the app.
What, Grindr?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's enough of the Halloween spookiness.
I think that is enough. Thanks for joining us.
Hope you've enjoyed these spooky tales, question mark.
Yeah, stay safe out there and be good to each other.
Goodbye.
Bye.